Live.com.
Iron. It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it?
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. If you're looking for a way to go to the next level with your health, if you're looking for a way to figure out how to lose those last 10 or 20 pounds, or maybe you're dealing with taking too many medications and you're just trying to figure out what in the world to do, that's what we're here for. We're here to help. Kicking it off now, we're going to talk about some osteoporosis. What is that? It's a softening of the bones. It's the weakening of the bones. And many times it can be to nutritional deficiencies, such as low vitamin D levels, not enough calcium, not enough boron. So if you know someone that's struggling with osteoporosis, it's very, very common now in women. And one of the things that they always talk about are weight-bearing exercises, but there's some other things that we can increase as well. I want to talk about the 7 fear-free exercises for osteoporosis. Here they are. Walking, number one. So what's so great about walking? It's a low-impact exercise, and it's one of the most affordable and safest ways to build your strength. And you can do it well anywhere. Dancing is another one. And, of course, with everything going on with the shows on TV and Dancing with the Stars and all that, ballroom dancing is a fantastic weight-bearing activity, says physical therapist Kathy Shipp. She's an assistant professor in the Department of Community and Family Medicine at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina. Often done under the guidance of trained instructors, it also offers fun and a chance to socialize. Tai Chi is another great one. There's a lot of evidence that Tai Chi benefits the bones, says Shipp. Says, in addition to preserving bone strength, this martial art also improves your balance, which is essential for injury prevention. Westcott suggests that using trained instructors and investing in a good pair of athletic shoes if you want to reduce the chances of falling is another good one. Ping pong, another great one. So at almost every center, ping pong is an indoor activity that offers socialization and a chance to be as active as you're able to be. Free weights is another one. Upper body strength training is a low weight-bearing exercise for the spine. Shipp explains this low-impact exercise can help promote the bone health of your spine if done correctly. That's a great one, by the way. Yoga is an excellent exercise for people without osteoporosis, but if you have thinning bones, you'll need to take some extra precautions. Recumbent biking. This is the kind of bicycling that you can sit up on or you actually kind of lean back on. But recumbent bicycling is not a weight-bearing activity, but it's a good low-impact sport, they say, that can be easy on the joints and provide a good cardiovascular workout at the same time. If you have osteoporosis, you might want to try the recumbent stationary bikes that are available in many gyms, YMCAs, and community centers. So again, these are great exercises that are wonderful for increasing bone density, but don't forget the power of what you eat. Eating, the foods that you put inside of your body, all of that matters tremendously. And exercise can be some of the best form of medicine that we have. So don't forget to add that to your overall routine. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Don't forget, you can give me a call right now. Or go online at healthcoachradio.com. Skin conditions, also a big issue. You ever heard of rosacea? It's where you get this form of almost a butterfly-type rash over the nose and on the cheeks, little bumps that show up. It gets kind of red and flared up. Well, if you tend to have that, rosacea typically affects people between ages of 30 and 60, and those with fair skin are more susceptible than those with darker complexions. It's more common in women than men, and those symptoms can worsen in men, especially when the nose is involved. But rosacea can look like conditions ranging from sunburn to acne, and it's important to see a dermatologist to get a diagnosis. A dermatologist will examine your skin to see if you have one of the several types of the rosacea. Treatment depends on the type that you have. And, of course, the exact cause of rosacea is unknown, and there's no known cure. But it can be managed. Rosacea symptoms can vary widely, actually, among patients. But the most common includes skin that flushes or blushes easily is another one. Persistent facial redness is a big one as well. Also, tiny visible little blood vessels. And they can also pop up called spider veins. Overly sensitive skin that stings from certain skincare and beauty products. Red bumps and pimples filled with pus. And here's some subtypes of rosacea that are kind of the telltale symptoms. Now, the rosacea that causes flushing and the persistent redness, sometimes with visible webs of blood vessels, one, papulopustular rosacea, which is persistent red skin with bumps, pimples, and pustules. That's a big one. Now, thickening of the skin and the enlargement of the nose and the surrounding tissue is a big one as well. Ocular rosacea is where red skin is around the eyes and the eyelids, often accompanied by other symptoms such as dry eyes, swollen eyelids, tearing and burning, and others. Up to 50% of all rosacea cases affect the eyes. Of course, many of the ophthalmologists now have great ways of treating it. So, what do you treat for that? Well, of course, many times people think that it's caused by an inflammatory condition in the digestive tract, and a lot of times it is. So, one thing you want to do is make sure you get with a good physician that can work with you and a dietitian as well. Ellen, we're going to you now. How can I help?
I'm dizzy most of the times, and when I'm nervous, I cannot think under pressure, and a sporadic sleep at night, and I was diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
I mean, one thing you can definitely do, Ellen, with these sorts of things is focus on GABA levels. GABA is a neurotransmitter that, of course, causes the body to kind of chill out. And one of the things you can do to avoid or to raise GABA levels, keep it smooth and steady, or to avoid certain foods. And these are a lot of the grains, breads, pasta, cereals, crackers. Oatmeal is a big one that can affect GABA levels in a negative way. And a lot of the beans can do that as well. Salmon, spinach, those I know are healthy, but they can affect GABA levels as well, which can create some of this that you're experiencing. And also, with any types of Alzheimer's type symptoms that you're concerned about, be careful with aluminum. Aluminum cans that you eat out of, aluminum that can be found in a lot of the underarm deodorants. Beware of the aluminum because it can really take its toll and build up in the body. If you haven't done a cleanse or some kind of detox that you've done with maybe one of your providers, you might want to look into that, kind of clear the system out. There's a lot of research now in the alternative world that is showing that that can be quite beneficial. So, I mean, there are several things that can be very beneficial, but again, it's about knowing what to do and how to do it, and to do it in, I guess, the right way is a good way to put it. But the right type of nutrition coming in the body and making sure that the neurotransmitters are stabilized can all be a big piece, especially when you're dealing with something like the potential of Alzheimer's, even the anxiety that comes on with thinking of that can be a big chore. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can send me an email. Go to healthcoachradio.com. I'll be glad to answer it in private or whatever you prefer. If you know somebody that's struggling with their health, tell them to tune in to the show. Check your local listings. They can also check out our app. They can go to iHeartRadio, plug in the call letters WWNC. And others, you can find us, Shine 105.9, you can find us, WLAC. They can plug in a lot of different ones and find us there. Also, we've got our new app coming out. You'll be able to listen to our show. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99%
Pure, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We'll be right back.
open, 888-283-7272. Welcome to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Whatever you're dealing with, diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, you know, the list can go on and on. And we talk about that a lot here on the show, but the reality is it comes down to hope. It comes down to the ability to know that you can change, to know that you can get well, that you can stay well, that you can go to the next level with your health and with your life. And one thing that we talk about a lot here on the show that I've seen a lot about and I want to get into a little bit is atrial fibrillation, AFib. If you want to talk to me about it, you can give me a call, 888-283-7272. Don't forget, you can check out the website as well. Go to healthcoachradio.com. American Heart Association estimates that about 2.7 million Americans live with atrial fibrillation, or AFib, making it the most common serious heart rhythm disorder in older adults. Now, the majority of the atrial fibrillation episodes aren't life-threatening. That's true. But if left untreated, the condition doubles the risk of heart-related deaths and increases the chances of a stroke by as much as 5 times. The good news is that you can manage AFib with proper treatment. Here's how to live more comfortably with the condition by calming your fears of atrial fibrillation attacks. Take charge of your fears, number one. Anxiety plays a big, big role when it comes to AFib. That's one thing you got to get under control. So the best way for people with AFib to manage the condition so they aren't living in fear is through education and awareness. Kevin Campbell, who's a physician and cardiologist at Wake Heart and Vascular in Raleigh, North Carolina, says that an informed person is an empowered person. Dr. Campbell says, discuss and develop an action plan with your doctor so that if an atrial fibrillation attack occurs, you'll know exactly what to do. This goes a long way toward reducing anxiety and fear. Your doctor should be your first source of information. A doctor who is familiar with medical records will be able to address specific concerns based on your current symptoms and previous history. Treatment for AFib is extremely individualized and based on a multitude of factors. Well, and although the internet can be a good source of knowledge, it should never be used as a substitute for personal medical advice. That's true. Dr. Google does not know, or Dr. Bing does not know everything. Campbell recommends the Heart Rhythm Society as a great online resource for condition information pages, which can be used as a tool for discussion when you talk with your doctor and others. Manage your condition and know your triggers. More often than not, you'll be unable to predict when you're going to experience atrial fibrillation symptoms, but you may be able to limit flares by identifying your personal triggers and minimizing your exposure to them. Stimulants such as stress, caffeine, alcohol, tobacco, and air pollutants, as well as some supplements and over-the-counter medicines, can cause AFib symptoms to occur. Also, they can help, too, by the way. B vitamins are some of the best vitamins to help with AFib. A lot of times we get deficient in B vitamins only because 1.5% of Americans actually eat vegetables, and the highest concentration of our B vitamins are in vegetables, so go figure that. Plus, add all the stress, you've got everything going on with people really being concerned about their finances these days. You add all of that together, and it just creates a big issue. So the more stress you have, you don't eat vegetables, you're not getting B vitamins, you can set yourself up for some of these cardiovascular conditions like AFib. Communicate with your doctor, though. Always stick to their treatment. Every instance of AFib is different. You might have AFib symptoms or you might not. You might have an identifiable trigger or you might have no idea what causes your atrial fibrillation. Some people with AFib don't even learn that they have the condition until it's discovered during a routine exam and confirmed with additional testing. But if there's one fact that's the same, regardless of your particular experience with AFib, if it's left untreated, it can progress and lead to other serious conditions, even death. I don't even like saying your AFib. It's the AFib. So don't put the chain around your neck. Don't wear the T-shirt. Don't, you know, hold on to the label like it's your brand new friend. You know, your house, your dog, your car, your wife, your friend. Those are great things to say, mine, but not when it comes to a health challenge or a health condition. So you want to talk with your doctor and identify the activities that you can do safely to relieve stress. And if you enjoy exercise, check with your doctor to see whether you need to limit or modify the types of exercises that you do. Find out if soothing activities such as yoga or Tai Chi are appropriate. In a recent study done at the University of Kansas, instructor-led yoga sessions cut atrial fibrillation attacks by almost 45%. Yoga is actually really good. Don't freak out over the spiritual side of it. If you're not into that, push that to the side. Don't let it freak you out. Just get, if you're doing yoga, do it for what the movements are. I think yoga is really good. It's extremely good for the body. And you don't have to do all the meditation. If you're a Christian and you're, you know, a believer, pray. If you're going to do yoga, pray. Take that time to pray. Don't freak out and think, you know, that some weird spirit's going to come into you or some weird business like that. I get that all the time. Just, you know, focus on what you want to do in that deal. Yoga's great, especially for AFib. So talking with someone who understands what you're going through is also another way to reduce stress. Join a group or connect with others. Your doctor or local hospital or clinic can point you in the right direction. And there's also online groups that you can look at, like stopafib.org, which is kind of a cool name. Although having AFib can seem frightening at first, it's a condition you can manage and learn to live well with. And you can find out what the nutritional deficiencies are. That's a big one. Find out what those are, and then you can build on it from there. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. 80% of the health challenges we face today, you know, are diet and lifestyle related. So somehow, some way, we've lifestyled our way into getting sick. But the good news is, if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well, stay well, and live well. That's the truth. Country's sleepiest cities, they're saying now. New York says is the city that never sleeps, but now they're ranking cities that are a little bit more laid back and that you can sleep better in and that people get better rest in. So the CDCP, which is Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, I guess they're starting to add the letter in there of P. Well, they're saying now that the responses out of about 180,000 participants in this sleep better rankings, that's what they said, were fairly interesting. There was 25 different restless cities, but it turns out the real city that never sleeps is Charleston, West Virginia. And the most well-rested city is Green Bay, Wisconsin. Go Packs. We already know the serious health risk of inadequate sleep, and there's so many benefits to getting plenty.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years.
and you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease? Any of those? Well, we're here to help. Going to the lines now, and let's go to Gladys. Hi, Gladys. Welcome to the show.
I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis about 2 years ago. I guess a fairly mild case, but I don't have any joint damage or anything, but I do have kind of severe pain unless I'm taking methotrexate. It scares me to take that. I would rather do something more holistic, and I was just wondering if you had some kind of a regimen you would recommend.
Yeah, a couple things that actually would be pretty good. I mean, with rheumatoid arthritis, methotrexate obviously being the standard of care, standard treatment that's used now is, you know, obviously it's one of the best things out there medically, but there's a lot you can do even to, I don't want to say just keep you from having to take it because I'm not one to say that, but I really, you can do a lot of things to reduce inflammation throughout the body. You can improve your diet, improve your lifestyle, and that's really some of the keys, some of the basics that can be quite helpful. So, you know, my big thing is, okay, what are you eating? So you want to look at cutting down foods that are processed because they can increase inflammation throughout the body. RA being an inflammatory condition, but also being autoimmune. So That's where the obviously the body attacks itself, and that's a big key. So maintaining that and managing that is always a factor. So a couple of things you want to think about by following like an anti-inflammatory diet. You can eat things like lean chicken, of course, beef, fish, eggs, and even the whey proteins that are hormone-free and antibiotic-free. You can get powders. You can do things like goat's milk yogurt to get good proteins out of there. Those are great sources. They're low inflammation-based and easy on the body, easy on the digestive tract, too. But the other thing are fats. And for inflammatory condition, fats are key. We don't eat enough. I think we're still kind of freaking out over fats themselves, just in a situation where we've kind of come out of a time period where it was always low fat, higher carbohydrate, and lower fat, which yielded, I think, personally, just a lot of health challenges that we didn't need to deal with now. So inflammatory conditions, you've got to have carbohydrates, but you've got to have healthy fats. And the carbs that you want to get in always need to be, research says now, lower glycemic between things like fruits and vegetables. Staying away from the processed grains, so your breads and your pastas, your cereals, your crackers, those kind of things. I know all the things that everybody loves. But you can do gluten-free varieties or just do them sparingly, regular grains. Just don't make it something that you do every single day. That's the key. That's what you want to really watch and be careful with, or cautious, rather. But again, your fatty acids are a key, too. I mean, things like cod liver oil or a good omega-3 fish oil, salmon oil, krill oil has really come on, and there's a lot of people that really get behind that. But some of the fatty acids, making sure you have a high concentration of them is an absolute key. Omega-3s are key for the overall health environment. Okay, so that's a big one. Now, there's also something you can do that a lot of the naturopaths and more of the alternative medicine field would look at. Now, again, this is not along the lines of standard medicine. They probably wouldn't even, again, look at this as being viable because there's no studies behind it or anything like that. One thing we do know with RA is that you have two different arms of the immune system. You have the T1 arm and the T2 arm. T1 helper cells, T2 helper cells, killer T cells, if you want to call them that. So when you're looking at those, the T1 and the T2, when you're looking at those together, one thing that has to be noted is to realize that as you're looking at those, it's critical to make sure and figure out which one is dominant, which one is really active, and which one is more recessive, not really doing anything, kind of laid back. And a couple things you can do to do that, you can use green tea, which stimulates one of the arms, and then echinacea tea stimulates one of the others. And so by looking at those two, you can really figure out exactly what's going on and at least get a glimpse. And so here's the way to do it. So you use green tea and you drink green tea for about 3 to 4 days. And don't drink, do that. Just make that your drink, that and water throughout the day. Eat your normal diet. And you'll either feel a little bit better or a little bit worse. If you start feeling worse, obviously stop. But then echinacea tea works on the other arm. So you can do the echinacea tea and water for a couple of days, 3 or 4 days. See if you notice any differences. And then get with one of your local physicians, maybe an alternative-based physician, and let them know what you found. And they can probably help you target what areas and create more of a nutritional-based plan that can help support that. Because certain foods work on different mechanisms, and that can be looked at there. So, I mean, RA and the methotrexate cycle is something that's a little bit frustrating, I'm sure. And some people they're not able to get off of those. It's progressed to a point where it's a little bit challenging. I was talking to one of the top genetic doctors in America in research yesterday, day before yesterday. And he's done and pioneered probably more research on the omega-3 fats and inflammation than anybody else in the U.S. He's at Wake Forest University. Amazing guy. And just talking with him, I was just getting a glimpse of really the genetic factors, which he's done a lot of research on, the genes and genetic factors of our body. I asked him a question. I said, what's interesting is, I said, do you think that most of what we do and most of what we deal with are genetic-based? And he said, well, a lot of it is, but our genes change. We can change our DNA by our lifestyle factors and by our environment and what we do to ourselves every single day. So DNA changes. It's the field and study of epigenetics. and it's coming on stronger. We thought it was bogus for years ago. Now we're finding out it's proven with studies and published studies that it is true, that literally. But he said, what's interesting is that you can change your genes for the worse. You can change it for the better, but you can change it for the worse. And the challenging thing is, once they change for the worse, whether you gain like 100 pounds or you get, you know, the switch is flipped on, like we're talking about here with rheumatoid arthritis. He said it's very, very difficult to switch it back. So the moral of the story is that you want to eat as well, take care of yourself as well as you can. The whole idea of when you're in the 20s and your 30s, you can do whatever you want. I'll figure it out later and get healthy later and strict, you know, be a little bit stricter later. You can't do that. Don't do that. It doesn't put you in a good position to really thrive. And that's what we really want to focus on, is getting you set up so you can thrive, getting you set up so your body can function at its peak level, and managing your own DNA and supporting your own DNA. That's the key. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health. 80%, as I talk about, of the health challenges we face today, diet and lifestyle related. So the question is, what kind of lifestyle choices are you making? Quote for the day comes from Elizabeth Gouge. She says, most of the basic truths in life sound absurd at first when you hear. True. Look at health. We always said it was lifestyle years ago. A lot of the alternative practitioners and the medical community said, oh, you're crazy. Guess who was right? And guess what the medical community now, we're embracing. A little bit slow, but that's okay. I'm just glad that everyone is getting on the same page. American College of Lifestyle Medicine, which I'm involved with, really looks at prevention, but also just the overall field of lifestyle and what it does to our overall, I guess, makeup and how we live. You're going to see that more and more as time goes on. Interesting. Daniel, you're next with us. How can I help?
Hey, sir. I have low testosterone level. I had a prostatectomy about 3 years ago, and I had my level drawn, and I'm about 273, my testosterone level. And I purchased your book, Empowering Your Health, a while back, and I looked at the prescription that you recommend. It had zinc included in it. I was online, and I wanted to ask you about the zinc level. Does it encourage or stimulate prostate cancer regrowth? Because the Mayo Clinic doctor states that it does.
Well, you want to look at a couple of things. You want to look at zinc, saw palmetto, pumpkin seed oil, beta-sitosterol. All of those components have been very, very helpful and proven and have shown themselves to be very effective in supporting prostate health. And even when it gets into the level of cancer, they can still be supportive. Now, that doesn't mean they cure. No one's saying that. It doesn't mean that it makes it completely go away. No one can make those kind of claims. And to my knowledge, there's no studies out there that do say that. So you want to make sure that everything that, you know, you're looking at, that you're reading about and all, that it's in the right context. That's a big key. But prostate health can be managed in a very solid manner, and it can be helped quite a bit through natural means. But you've got to make sure you're doing the right things at the right time, the right way. That's always the key. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Go online. Check us out, healthcoachradio.com. If you're looking for a healthcare provider in your area, always remember you can go to mywellnessproviders.com. We've got healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. Also, a great lifestyle coaching program with our dietitians and all. Just a great, great suite of benefits around the country of team members that are jumping on board, carrying out this message to empower your health. That's what this show's about. That's what we're about, to take you to the next level and encourage you and empower you. We'll be right back. Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste? By far. Best results? By far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's talk about it. Talk about your health. Talk about your life. Allergies, yep, they're a big deal. Seems to be all the time now. What we're hearing more and more, especially the calls and emails that we get on a regular basis. But definitely interesting to see those. Well, to protect your kids from the pollen, allergies here are some things that they're saying. Many children, they suffer from these allergies. There's different types, though. If you notice that your child has more symptoms and reactions during the spring, it's a clue that they have a pollen allergy. Dr. Joyce Rabbit, who's a pediatric allergist at Loyola University in Chicago at their School of Medicine, says the symptoms of pollen allergies, which are more likely to be worse on the dry, windy days, include itchy eyes, sneezing, stuffy, runny nose, coughing, and asthma. If your child's allergy symptoms are interfacing with his or her daily life, then there's no reason to let their child suffer. Allergy symptoms are very treatable. Some think it's just something they need to live with, but that's not the case. Now, if you're listening to us right now, you can go to 888-283-7272. Call us if you've got issues with allergies, or check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. She said parents can take the following steps to help reduce children's allergy symptoms. Check pollen counts and limit children's times outside when the counts are high. Keep windows and doors closed, especially on high count days. This will help limit the amount of pollen that lands on furniture and carpets. Turn on your air conditioner to filter pollen from the air within your house. Have children wash their face and hands when they come in from the outdoors, and a shower and change of clothes can take pollen off the body. If your child is active outdoors or in sports, make sure he or she takes allergy medication before heading outside. Now, parents also need to watch for asthma symptoms for a couple of reasons. They need to be careful because the symptoms of allergic asthma include coughing, shortness of breath, rapid breathing, wheezing, and a feeling of tightness in the chest. Often, treating children's allergies can help control their asthma as well, but children may need to take allergy medicine before going outside, or they may need daily allergy medication. It's also important to get ahead of allergy symptoms once allergies are flaring. Now, another, just so you know, little grandma remedy here, but for allergies, a couple things. Allergies really are the body's inability to break down proteins effectively, okay? Effectively. So, for example, you're eating processed foods, you're eating white flour, you're eating things, I mean, it could be something simple as a sweet potato, but your body can't break even the little bit of proteins that can be in some of the carbohydrate-based foods, or you're eating a steak or having some fish, and your body can't break down the proteins well. What do you do? Well, there's things called proteolytic enzymes. You find them in pineapple. Bromelain is kind of been the one that we've heard about for so long, but breaking down proteins is a key. If you don't break proteins down well enough, they can produce in basophils or mast cells, which are some of the cells in the body, and it produces a substance called histamine. Now, as you know, histamine is what we take, or the antihistamine is what we take when the histamine levels get too high. And that's what helps us get rid of the allergy type symptoms. So very important to look at that, and very important to understand that you've got to manage your diet before you do anything else. Cutting down inflammation within the body will cut down the inflammation all or pretty much everywhere else. So you get started there. Now, believe it or not, raw honey, you can't do this with little kids, with infants, but raw honey for kids and teenagers and adults alike from the local area, so from a farmer or someone that raises the bees and has the natural honey, creates a strong response in the body that can help with allergies in the local area. Okay, so again, if you're having a hard time with ragweed or just some of the different pollens, the Bradford pears is a big one. But if you're having an issue with these, then look at some of these natural methods, because by cutting out milk products, a lot of the dairy products can cause, just during the allergy season, can cause you to have problems breaking those proteins down, which can cause a little bit of an issue. So those are some things to think about and some things to look into when it comes to allergies. Not a lot of fun, that's for sure, but can make a huge impact for sure. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. That is a key. When you want to check us out, go to the web. You can find our providers at mywellnessproviders.com. And in our areas around the country where the show is growing, which it is like crazy, we've got new providers coming on board to be a part of the team. More than 15,000 women are elected to undergo arm lift plastic surgery in 2012. According to statistics released by the American Society of Plastic Surgeons, arm lifts have taken a big stride toward joining breast enhancements, nose jobs, and eye lifts in the lineup of plastic surgeries Americans can't seem to live without. Apparently, in part, due to the non-surgical example set by First Lady Michelle Obama with her famously well-toned arms, according to the latest statistics on cosmetic surgery collected by the American Society of Plastic Surgeons, 15,000 patients received arm lifts in 2012. That's up 4,000% since 2000. The breast augmentations increased by 35% over the same period and easily topped the 2012 cosmetic surgery popularity list, despite actually becoming 7% less common between the end of 2011 and end of 2012. Interesting. Celebrities, of course, their arms are raising the bar. Doctors believe that multiple factors involving women on TV and in movies that are leaning to that. I mean, of course, come on. Here's the deal. You want to have nice shaped arms, eat well, drop the weight, exercise more. And again, remember, we talk about how genetics can play a role in this. You can change your DNA. Epigenetics is coming on strong. We'll be talking about that a lot more on this show. But you can change that. It's all about creating change in your diet and your lifestyle. That's where it starts. Take charge of your health. Don't wait around and don't eat what you want, do what you want, and then go to the surgeon for the knife. Don't do that. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.